Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red May wheat, the winter variety, at 617, down 1 3/4. July, 616 and a quarter, down 2. Soft May wheat, 578 and a half, down 2. July, 585, down 2 1/4. March corn, 428 and a half, down 6. July, 443 1/4, down 6. January soybeans, 1324 and a half, down 2 1/4. July, 1256 3/4, down 4. January soybean meal, 445.10, down 180. January soybean oil, 37.56, is down a penny. February live cattle, 137.12 1/2, up 52 1/2. January feeder cattle, 168.62 1/2, up 80. And February lean hogs are 85.30. They are down 7 1/2.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Turnaround Tuesday, in effect.
It somewhat is, isn't it? We started with the beans a little higher this morning, thinking there was maybe going to be a little bit of a squeeze on the January beans to go off at noon today. And then we've seen stuff sort of slide here, you know, after the reopen. And Basically, we saw a few headlines that talked about possibly some more rejection of DDGs or cancellations of DDGs into China, finding another variety of GMO that we haven't been dealing with before, and that was made a little skittishness to the corn market, and possibly a little better weather in Argentina, the southern half of Argentina, later this weekend.
I would think also that from a technical standpoint, today's trading action confirms that the current suspected resistant levels are just that, pretty stout.
They sure have been. You know, we were looking here and that, the ranges that we couldn't get through. I mean, you know, the January beans got up 1333 here, that 35 level, awful strong resistance. And we're looking at the corn, trade above 35, 36 was where a lot of guys had buy stops. 34 seems to have topped it for now.
So when we're seeing a day like today and we're looking at weather on the horizon and we're seeing that Brazil is still pretty doggone good, some minor problems in Argentina, both for beans and corn, what are we to do if we're not marketing much of our crop at the moment?
Well, I guess it depends on where you're at on doing some of these things. We did see a fair amount of cash corn movement after Friday's rally. The bean movements continue to stay slow through now. We are looking for a crush number later this week that looks like it could be a near record crush for last month in that way. So, but back around $13, above $13 cash in the beans is probably a place moving some if you have some left. And I think on the corn, if we can pick up some basis levels to get us anywhere close to
support
that.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson.
So what we're actually seeing is selling on the rallies.
Selling on the rallies is what we're seeing right now, yes.
What about the wheat market? There was some minor hope that the wheat market is finding a bottom. It has been beaten up terribly over the last several months, but yet today we're down again.
Yeah, there is a little hope for the wheat. I mean, basically, as we're looking here, it looked like Brazil maybe was going to be lowering some of their import tariffs, and we're competitive that way, and it looked like Argentina might not be releasing as much wheat as they were hoping for them. So there was a little hope for Egypt and for Brazil as for some more wheat exports that might pop in there.
Turn your attention to the livestock this morning, please.
Well, you know, it's we've got low numbers of hogs, so we've got small numbers of cattle. We've got great demand, and of course, we didn't have good growing conditions here just a week ago when we were in this Arctic blast and everything like that. So the livestock markets continue to stay strong, and they probably are going to continue to stay strong with reasonable feed costs and great demand.
So where could you see live cattle feeders and lean hogs go to in the nearby months?
Oh, Dave, that's you know, I think that we'll probably see them steadied up a couple bucks from where we are here, possibly. But, you know, we're at lofty levels already.
And I wanted to touch on that NOPA number that is due out tomorrow. The trade, 163.9 million bushels. That's a pretty large number, isn't it?
That's a real big number, Dave. You know, and that's going to be close to, you know, a record month crush here for this time of year. So, you know, that's a big thing, and that's one of the reasons that beans have held in there so good. Remember, we had, until just lately with the Chinese problem, and shipping a lot of DDGs out of the country, and we've been using a lot of soybean meal, and the crush has been very profitable. And when the crush is profitable, that's what processors love to do, is crush those beans and make a little money.
Turn your attention to the cash market side. I know that there's been a lot of delivery in the last few days because of January delivery and the weather being nice. I also know that some of the elevators I speak with tell me that there has been some new sales that away as well. How long do you believe that this cat and mouse game that's going on in the corn market between end users and producers will go on, and how much longer can producers hold on? I keep thinking they can hold on for quite a while given the good prices they got for soybeans.
That's the key thing right there, Dave, is as we look at what it was and what percentage people are marketed and where they sold it, the farmers done a very good job of marketing their beans this fall. Along with that, that gives them staying power on here. I think that they're going to be looking for opportunities either for a flat price or a tremendous basis when some of the ethanol plants feel that they need some corn. We do know that that they were bidding 30 to 35 over, you know, last week in some cases, and the lines got to where it was about four-hour lines in a lot of places on that. So when the basis or price goes up, the corn comes out, and when it goes back down, it seems to stay in the bin for a while. So I think they're becoming very shrewd, and they're watching and seeing, and but when it does move, if the basis level moves up.
Did the quarterly grain report give you any idea that WASD might even make further reductions in U.S. ending stocks February, March, and onward?
You know, that's a big question mark, and it's been questioned by a lot of the people saying, was it really filling back in the pipeline, or was it actually feed use and what for the first quarter is where we're at? And a lot of times we'll see that they will scale back a little bit on our feed residual use in the next report. I think that as long as we keep the livestock industry very strong, our feed use is going to stay fairly strong. But, you know, we're talking about moving the carryover number is still going to stay, you know, above the 1.4 probably as far as the carryout. And last time I checked, that was still good stocks.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, May hard red winter wheat, 617 and a quarter, down 1.5. July, 616 and a half, down 1.75. Soft May, 578 and three quarters, down 1.75. July, 585, down 2.25. March corn, 427 and three quarters, down 6.75. July, 442 and a half, down 6.75. January beans, they do go off the board tomorrow, 1321 and three quarters, and they are down 5. July is 1256 and a half, down 4.25. January soybean meal, 445.10. It's down 180. January soybean oil, 37.56, down a penny. February live cattle, 137.20, up 60. And February lean hogs are 85.42 and a half, up 5 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.